You know how the left is uncomfortable now with our beloved American holidays? Columbus Day hurts their feelings because they're jealous of the European colonizers. Halloween scares them because someone might wear a costume they deem as cultural appropriation. Santa Claus is white, so Christmas triggers them too. Pretty much every holiday these days offends them, but surely we can all agree that Mother's Day is okay, right? Oh wait, what's this? It turns out that Mother's Day is offensive to many Marxists now, since rainbow men raising children are confronted with the reality of the horrifying and unnatural environment they're forcing their children to grow up in. So there's a push now to make Mother's Day more inclusive. The Human Rights Campaign, a leftist LGBT, LMNOP lobbying organization, has a guide for teachers called Welcoming Schools, which encourages them to develop more inclusive practices around celebrating Mother's Day, and recommends a book called Stella Brings the Family, which is about a girl whose school is having a Mother's Day celebration, but Stella has two daddies and doesn't have a mom to invite to the party, so the book is designed to help teach the kids that her family is perfectly normal, too. Sounds like it was based on Dave Rubin, Conservative Inc.'s token gay guy who Charlie Kirk encouraged to adopt children, but Rubin and his husband opted to buy them from a lab and grow them in rented wombs of surrogates, so the poor kids will not only grow up without a mother in their life, but won't even know who their mother is because of the privacy policies regarding buying women's eggs from fertility clinics. An increasing number of schools are just canceling Mother's Day celebrations altogether. The madness seems to have started in 2017 and has obviously since spread. The Washington Post complains, for some gay parents, Mother's Day or Father's Day is awkward and features numerous gay couples who call them Hallmark holidays that they say don't merit a celebration. They're spiteful towards Mother's Day. GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation lobbying organization, has a Mother's Day resource kit that provides what they say are potential story ideas and suggestions on how to make media coverage more inclusive. Some of the recommendations are to include a lesbian or transgender mother as part of a composite profile of how mothers in the region enjoy the holiday. Fortune magazine published an article titled Making Mother's Day More Inclusive and shows two gay black men with a baby. It starts off saying Mother's Day can be fraught for many reasons for many people, and repeats the same Marxist complaints about how gay men raising children together are uncomfortable with the holiday. Some lunatics are even upset that Mother's Day leaves out women who don't have children and say that it should be a day for all women and there's no need to feel left out if you're a woman who never had children. The British Medical Association, the equivalent of the American Medical Association here in the U.S., issued new guidance in 2017 recommending doctors and other healthcare providers not refer to pregnant women as pregnant women and instead call them pregnant people. While laughable at the time, this insane trend has caught on, and now the Center for Disease Control in the United States, Planned Parenthood, and other organizations recommend using the same term, that or a birthing person. A birthing person. You probably saw during the confirmation hearing, after being appointed as a Supreme Court nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, who was chosen by Joe Biden simply because she's a black woman, another affirmative action appointee, couldn't even provide a basic definition for the word woman when asked by Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context.
Of course. Thank you for proving the point that liberals are lunatics. They're afraid to say what a woman is now because they don't want to ostracize transgender people who identify as women. And admitting that trans women aren't real women would derail the Marxist gender-bending agenda. So when asked the basic question, what is a woman, they freeze up and avoid answering it and provide a nonsense response like, a woman is whatever identifies as a woman.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay. Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
As a reaction to modern liberal society, the term tradwife has emerged in some conservative circles to refer to a traditional wife who chooses to be a stay-at-home mom and take care of the house and the kids instead of turning them over to a daycare center and heading off to be stuck in a cubicle all day in the corporate world. They're not gold diggers who don't want to work. They're traditionalists who seek to restore the kind of family culture that was the norm in previous generations. Often this involves modest living, since families are supported by only one income. But these lifestyles are under attack by the very liberal establishment they are trying to avoid. In response to a story by the BBC about a trad wife who ran a YouTube channel called The Darling Academy with just a few thousand subscribers, where she encouraged other women to embrace the lifestyle, liberals on Twitter became furious, saying the trad wife featured in the story was radicalizing right-wing extremists. The author of the infamous YouTube Alternative Influencer Report, remember that, which complained about how popular conservative YouTubers had become, said the BBC was broadcasting, quote, literal white supremacist propaganda. Yes, a woman who chooses to take care of her kids at home while the husband goes off to work and prefers the traditional gender roles is considered to be white supremacy to liberal lunatics. The New York Times is also upset over the rise of tradwives. They published a story titled The Housewives of White Supremacy. The article focused on one particular woman who went by Wife with a Purpose on YouTube and attacked her as, quote, the most prominent and certainly most openly white supremacist of the women who call themselves tradwives. She caught the eye of the liberal media industrial complex when she posted a video with the tongue-in-cheek title, The White Baby Challenge, saying she had made six and challenged other women to match or beat her number of kids, since white people are trending to become a minority in the United States. But while black and Latino women can boast about making more brown babies to quicken the demographic decline of white people, if any white person expresses interest in boosting the white population, they are denounced as a Nazi. CNN complained that though the numbers of self-identified tradwives are low, social media has allowed them to reach sizable audiences, adding that the 10 to 15 largest tradwives accounts had tens of thousands of followers across Instagram and YouTube. Oh no! CNN also decried that some of them, quote, nod to white nationalist ideas such as the replacement theory and don't support LGBTQ people, and use phrases like the natural order when talking about relationship dynamics and gender roles. They're especially concerned that some promote homeschooling to avoid exposing their children to Marxist teachers in the public school system. Marxists work to attack and undermine every custom and social norm in order to sow chaos and destabilize the culture in hopes of being able to push their agenda through as a replacement for the, quote, old ideas. And aside from trying to stigmatize stay-at-home moms, they're also trying to portray women who cook for their husbands and families as oppressed and embarrassingly old-fashioned. Every time surveys come out showing how many people still believe that women should know how to cook, feminist bloggers fume about perpetuating gender stereotypes. Saying women should know how to cook shouldn't be a controversial statement. It's like saying all accountants should know how to add. Of course they should. There's something wrong with them if they don't. And yes, all men should know how to use a variety of basic tools, and there is a masculinity crisis in America, which is a topic for a whole other video. The Today Show in Australia, another hotbed of liberalism, particularly in Melbourne, did an entire segment attacking a woman after she posted something on Facebook about how she makes her husband breakfast and coffee in the morning, saying it was sexist and like living back in the 1950s.
I want to take you back to the 1950s, or at least that's what I thought when I read this. Brooke Smith shared her routine online. Here's what she said. I always make sure I don't go to bed until everyone's lunches are packed, their clothes are set out for the next day, and the house is clean, dishwasher is on, and a load of washing is on. I always get up early, 4:30, with my husband to make his breakfast and coffee. I like my husband, but make your own bloody breakfast and coffee. I mean, you know...
Feminists even claim that the standard specifications of kitchens are sexist because the height of countertops and sinks were set in order to be the ideal height for the average-sized woman. And why shouldn't they be? A viral video of a girl cooking on a Twitch live stream showed the pan catch fire, and she didn't know what to do. So she literally started asking her viewers in a panic, hoping they would type something in the chat to help her. It was a grease fire, but the first thing she did was take the pan off the stovetop, turn on the sink, and pour running water over it so the fire got even bigger. If she would have taken home ec class in school, like all girls should, or learned how to cook from her mother, like she should have ever since she was little, she would have known to smother the fire by putting the lid on the pan, if the lid was metal, not glass, or pouring baking soda all over it, which releases carbon dioxide when heated, so it smothers the flame. Or using a fire extinguisher, which should be in every kitchen, or a fire blanket. Or take the pan outside and set it on the driveway where nothing else will catch fire and just let it burn itself out. Home economics or home ec classes have been deemed sexist, and mandating all girls enroll in them is now frowned upon. For generations, while boys were in auto shop or wood shop class, learning about how to fix and maintain vehicles and use tools to build things, girls took home ec and learned about cooking, sewing, childcare, home management, and interior design. So when they entered the real world, they would know how to take care of sick children and cook healthy meals for their families. Things every mom needs to know. But now learning the essential skills that people need in order to have a productive life and well-balanced life are shunned thanks to feminism. And feminism is just one cog in the liberal machine that the Marxists have turned loose on society. But if there's one thing we need today more than ever, it's good mothers who haven't been infected with the liberal pathogen so they can properly raise the next generation and instill traditional values in them and teach them the critical thinking skills required to prevent them from falling victim to the countless digital pitfalls and traps that lurk around every corner in our modern society. If you like watching my serious monologues like this, then you'll love reading my book. So order The War on Conservatives in paperback from Amazon.com or download the ebook from any of the major ebook stores. If you want my complete uncensored analysis, along with nearly 1,000 footnotes, sourcing all of the material, which makes not just a very informative read, even for those who keep up with the news, but also a valuable resource to give to others to help wake them up as well, head on over to Amazon.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.